Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about ways that you and your team can get closer to your customer and have a more intimate relationship with them.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
And the main goal why you want to do that is that you want to keep generating insights about your customer that will help you to, you know, create the right products and services, to continuously innovate, to continuously market and sell to them in a better way. I know that we've talked a lot about this idea in the past that whoever is closest to the customer ultimately wins. Whoever understands that customer best in a competitive market will ultimately own that customer. You know, the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this is that I just came back last week from New York, and we did the very first, can you believe it, the very first customer meetup for Close.io. And just that event and some of the things that I learned there and experienced that kind of refreshed and made this topic again fresh in my mind on how valuable it is to invest in the relationship with your customers and make sure that you spend quality time with them. So I wanted to chit-chat with you about this topic.
I really love it. I mean, it's like one of my favorite topics. And just to, you know, go off for a second, like, I've been doing this for a long time, you know, by any means. It's been over a dozen years. So, and what I mean by doing it is building software, you know, being on the internet, whether it's through a consulting service, a bunch of SaaS businesses, or even just helping a ton of other people basically build great products, build great businesses, growing businesses. And I got to say, like, we used to be able to get away with not having to talk to the customer that much and not being able to be, not having to be so close to them. And the reason for that is, like, there weren't just as many options for customers in terms of the products that they could use or the businesses that could service them. And these days, like, it's the exact opposite. There's so much out there. Customers are inundated with sales emails, inundated with marketing, inundated with, like, you know, even sites like Product Hunt, where they can go every day and find an alternative to your product, literally every day. This topic's super critical. And, like, I talk about it a lot, whether it's through my newsletter on product habits or every single meeting I have, it always comes back to the customer. So it's really exciting to hear that you folks did a customer visit or had a customer visit, whatever way it worked out, and that you got a lot out of it. So I'm super excited to talk about this. It's one of the things I'm pretty much, like, some people have heard me preach so much. And related to this, just to give another viewpoint, is, like, feedback. So you don't get enough feedback. This is the number one reason I would go for it, is you don't get enough feedback. You don't really understand your customer at all unless you're actually able to sit there and be so close to them that you're able to get the feedback on your product. Like, you know, I'm launching stuff now probably every month, every 2 months, something new, whether it's a new feature in our businesses or even a whole new business or product. And this is pretty much going to be the cadence this year. And it's amazing what that feedback does. It also hurts sometimes. So yeah, let's go. What's on your mind? That's what's on my mind about this.
All right. I love it. So let's do this. Let's talk first on why it is important and then all the ways that you can do it and you should do it, right? And the benefits that you can gain from it. So to me, you hit on a crucial point, which is, like, you're not getting enough feedback. But to me, what I would add to that is that you want to get the highest nutritional value feedback possible, the highest density of information type of feedback possible, right? So I can put up a landing page and pay a few bucks on Google AdWords to get some traffic to that landing page. And then I can just look at a metrics board and see, oh, I got 100 clicks to that landing page, and then I got 3 clicks on that button, and then I get 1 submission. That's information, right? That is, to a certain degree, feedback. They liked it, they didn't. It's a high conversion, it's a low conversion, whatever. But I would say that it is very limited in what kind of feedback or data you have. You add a layer on top of it. That is good and it scales really well, but it doesn't give me a lot of information who these people were, did they like it or not, were they confused, why did they click. There's a lot of information missing. If, you know, a level higher, I had a chance to, let's say, email 100 people and get, you know, three or four of them to reply to me and say, yes, this is interesting, or no, this is confusing, or please stop bothering me, this is annoying, and I had a chance to go back and forth and email a little bit, I would have more information. To me, this is kind of more, this is a better quality feedback. It doesn't scale as nicely, but it is richer in information. A level higher, what if I could call these people and have conversations over the phone and maybe have follow-up questions, or maybe even not just hear the content of their words, but hear their tonality, which gives me also that, which enriches the message, right? If I tell you, yeah, that sounds super interesting, or if I say, yeah, that sounds super interesting, this is difference, right? There's a difference between what type of information I'm transmitting to you based on my tonality. And then the richest form of feedback and information is if I can actually see you, if I'm like in your office, you know, watching you, you know, click around on my product, watching the confused facial expressions that you have, potentially have you explain back to me what you're seeing or what works or doesn't, or even explain to a colleague. But also I can kind of observe the office dynamics. I can observe what other software tools you have on your desktop. I can get so much rich information if I'm at your office versus if I talk to you in a coffee shop versus on the phone versus an email versus if I just observe your mouse on some kind of a landing page clicking or not clicking something. And I feel like, you know, we want all the feedback, so we want to do all the things, obviously. But I think that as the business, as your business scales, and as you have more and more customers, more things to do, there is a tendency to feel that these less scalable, high density forms of feedback collection and interactions with your customer, that they're just too burdensome. And it just takes too much time to go and visit a customer. It just takes too much time to organize a customer meetup in some city with 30, 40, or 50 customers. And that stuff, you know, it's good, but you just, you know, it seems like most companies never quite make the time for these things. And I think that, you know, I've done the customer visit a lot. So we've been visiting customers for a long time at their offices. New York was the first time where we hosted a meetup and invited all the customers in a given city to come and mingle with each other and talk to us. And kind of give them a little bit of a talk and outline. Here's where the product goes this year. Here's the kind of doing an open Q&A with all types of different customers all together. So it was a different type of learnings and insights that we gathered that way. But every time before I do this, I feel like I don't have the time for it. And I feel like, oh my God, I'm going to have to leave my office or my work environment. And this is going to take so much time. It's going to kill my entire day. It always feels like something I just don't feel like I have the time for. And every time afterwards,